This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. And it's been an amazing Monday. First, let's get to the disaster that is the current state of the Democrat Party. You see, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I want to give credit to people like Bernie Sanders. He's not alone in this way of thinking, but the older Democrats, we talked about this a little bit last week. It's kind of an age. Democrats have an age problem more than anything. And when I say age problem, I mean the Democrats who realize what's happened to their coalition and why it's happened, they're all old. You're going to hear what Bernie Sanders is about to say, but this is not a one-off. I saw something from a congresswoman, I forget what her name is, some congresswoman out of New York, some Democrat, gray-haired lady. She gets up and she essentially says, hey, look, nobody wants to hear about transgender stuff. When people can't afford groceries, like a very sane take. Listen to Bernie Sanders here. This is a sane take. The problem is the younger Democrats, who are obviously the next generation, they don't think this.
Bottom line, if you're an average working person out there, do you really think that the Democratic Party is going to the mats, taking on powerful special interest and fighting for you? I think the overwhelming answer is no.
Ouch. The overwhelming answer is no, and he's right. Working people who are not political, you and I, we put in the work to win the election, but it was the norms who just decided they had enough of Democrats who actually decide elections. They decided Democrats aren't for them. And back to the panel I played a little bit and we laughed about. This is a minute 30. I'm going to play this for you. They're having this internal argument. And it is those who are still sane versus those who are complete communist cultists at this point, who are lost and maybe unrecoverable. Listen to the insanity of this argument.
I think there are a lot of families out there who don't believe boys should play girls' sports.
They're not boys. I'm not going to listen to transphobia at this table.
I'll start it again because it is a minute 30, but I want to make sure I put this little emphasis on this. The tranny stuff was huge for Donald Trump's election. Let's pause on that for a second. I'm going to play you something. This is from 60 Minutes. Listen to this. Listen.
Republicans spent $143 million on the transgender campaign to cast.
This is that older Democrat woman I was just telling you about. Listen.
Cast Democrats as out of touch.
The party as a whole spends too much time in places like Washington and New York and Chicago and doesn't really spend time listening to people like my constituents. If you are struggling to pay your rent or feed your kids, you don't have the privilege of thinking about things like LGBTQ rights. Unless you've got somebody in your own family that's personally affected, you don't have the luxury of thinking about reproductive rights. Unfortunately, I think our party needs to figure out that not everybody is just thinking about these very important social issues.
She had to throw in the very important thing at the end because she's a Democrat, but you look at her, gray hair, talking to her constituents. She understands they don't want to hear this crap anymore. When you can't afford an oil change, when you can't afford eggs, when you can't afford tires, when you can't afford to go see your mom, you don't want to hear about the newest tranny who wants to beat up on a girl on the lacrosse field. But then you go to this panel, and I will let it play for a little bit this time. These people are gone.
I think there are a lot of families out there who don't believe boys should play girls' sports.
They're not boys. I'm not going to listen to transphobia at this table.
If he has to take his makeup and go home, he will.
Really heated issue, mm-hmm. right? And Sharmichael, I know you. I know that you understand that people have different views on this. I think out of respect for Jay, like, let's try to
talk about this in a way that is respectful.
Okay, so let me rephrase this.
Listen, I'll let him go. It's another 50 seconds, but just think about that part of the exchange. They were having a serious discussion, a serious hot wash, if you will. A hot wash is when you get back from a mission, you sit down and you debrief. What did we do right? What did we do wrong? Let's figure this out. They're sitting down and they're figuring out, okay, we had this disastrous election. What did we do wrong? And they just spent the first minute of their discussion screaming back and forth because some freak they brought to the table didn't want boys to be called boys. No, I'm not going to hear them called boys. He cut his penis off, so clearly he's a woman now. And then the CNN lady who runs the show stepped in and took up his side. This is how far gone these people are. You should be having a discussion on why 50% of union workers in this country voted for Donald Trump. They just spent the first minute of the CNN panel placating the tranny freak lover on the panel who decided, no, I'm not going to put up with it. It's unreal watching.
Since I'm being targeted here.
I don't, just to be clear, you are not being targeted.
But I am.
I'm specifically saying that I know that you are not intending to be transphobic.
He should know that I'm not. I want to give you an opportunity to regular people interpret it. That's not regular people.
There's no consensus that these are actually boys. This whole thing about trans girls is a canard. We're talking about a tiny, tiny sliver of the population.
That may be the
and we're
case,
using
but my point in terms of its effectiveness.
Just get to your point.
My point in terms of its effectiveness. Regular people with children look at these things and they say, you know what? This is a bit too far. I do not agree with this. I don't like this. I think Democrats are going way too much to the left on social issues. They're uncomfortable with it.
They had one guy who isn't even on our side sit down and try to explain to everyone, you guys understand how this looks when people can't pay groceries and every campaign stop has a rainbow flag and some dude shaking his butt in leather chaps. Do you understand how that lands for normal Americans? Do you understand? And he got straight dogpiled for a minute about using transphobic language. No, you don't understand. The fruit at the table is upset now. And they just practically ran him off the show. The war in the Democrat Party, it's going to be something to behold. And that's just the culture war part. The Dome versus Biden war part is still ramping up.
The truth is, this is just an epic disaster. This is a $1 billion disaster. Actually, it was $1.018 billion, I think, right? There were $20 million or $18 million in debt.
Right.
It's incredible. And I raised millions of that. I have friends that I have to be accountable to and to explain what happened because I told them it was a margin of error race. I was promised, Jen O'Malley Dillon promised all of us that Harris would win. She even put videos out saying that Harris would win. I believed her. My donors believed her. And so they wrote massive checks. I feel like a lot of us were misled. And even on the night of election night, Will, I looked somebody in the eye and I said, are we going to do this? Are we going to pull it off? She told me yes. And I asked somebody else, like, how are you feeling? He's like, we're going to win Iowa.
Democrats are in disarray and it's glorious. Speaking of disarray, Spirit Airlines flight riddled with bullets while landing in Haiti. A flight attendant has been wounded. At what point do we kind of leave Haiti behind, with all due respect to Haiti? At what point in time do we just kind of call it quits? That's one. Two, I have been in some rough, rough parts of this planet. I have been in some seriously dangerous situations on this planet, many of which almost ended my life in various parts of the globe. At one point, I was walking the streets of Baghdad in the middle of the night, and bullets started whizzing right by my ear. And even then, I don't think that I've ever been in as much mortal danger as I would be boarding a Spirit Airlines flight to Haiti. Joining Spirit Airlines alone is like ultimate fighter training. You're going to have the dregs of society there, brawn it out, fists are going to be flying, someone's weave is going to get tossed at the gate. It's a disaster flying Spirit anyway. But when you find yourself on a Spirit Airlines flight to Haiti, that's got to be about as low as life gets. And you know what? I don't have much sympathy. Bullet holes in the plane has to be anticipated when you're on a Spirit Airlines flight to Haiti. Every part of that just says danger, right? You better have your chalk in you on that. We're going to make fun of Katie Porter in a moment. In fact, we're going to make fun of all these commies who make up these sob stories about their kids. But before we make fun of Katie Porter, let's try to get ourselves healthy. Because whenever I look at Katie Porter, I say, man, I need to get in the gym. I need to get healthier. What, Chris? I'm just saying you can use her as an example of, oh my gosh, I got to hit the gym, right? Well, you don't feel like you have the energy to hit the gym. That's because you don't have a stack running through your veins yet. You don't have the natural herbal supplements from Chalk that'll ensure you never look like Katie Porter. Female vitality stacks, male vitality stacks. Get your energy up, get your levels up naturally. In a natural way, avoid the freaking needles and start taking natural herbal supplements. Start your day off with chocolate powder. Already you'll be ready to go. Maybe you'll go for a walk. Katie Porter's never gone for a walk. You can be ready to go. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Go get some. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, an overweight Monday. We're about to talk Katie Porter, Whoopi Goldberg, dig into some emails. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I had almost forgotten, after 4 years of Joe Biden, I had almost forgotten about one of my favorite things of having a Republican president. One of my favorite things are the made-up stories that the communists have with their children. I know you've seen this. If you're on social media, you've seen it. If you watch the news, you've seen it. If you consume information at all, you have seen, you've probably already seen, if not, you'll be seeing a lot more of, these fake stories that they have with their kids. And it's always, remember, every time they tell you one of these fake stories, it's supposed to manipulate your emotions. It's a tactic. It's to take advantage of your values because you care about children. So whenever you see one of these people go online, she's on Facebook and she says, my six-year-old daughter, Star Crystal, just asked me if Donald Trump was going to kill us all and then deport us back to Mexico, even though we're not from there. And I said, Star Crystal, no, we'll be fine. If we move to Guam, whenever you see one of these stories and you think, I don't think that happened, let me clear it up for you. It did not happen. It never, ever happened at all. But the communist knows how to use your values against you. So fake kid stories. In fact, Chris, Corey, you know how we had the old man Jesse Stinger thing we needed to add to the soundboard? Maybe you did add it on there. I don't know. You added it on there? All right, I'll look another time. I haven't really paid attention whenever you guys do anything. But we need to add something else because we've got 4 years of this now. So we need to make sure we do it right. We need to come up with some kind of a sound item for fake communist kid stories, okay? Fake communist kid stories designed to manipulate your emotions, like the ones Katie Porter told on the news.
So on election night, I went to pick up my daughter from water polo practice, and she's 12, and she got in the car and she was crying. And I said, did someone punch you? Like, water polo is a rough sport. Yeah. I was like, did someone hit you? Did the coach yell at you? What happened? And she said, Mom, Trump won. Trump's gonna win. And what if I get raped and I need to have an abortion? This is from a 12-year-old, my 12-year-old daughter. Mm. And so it was really a reminder of how scary this time is for people and how important it is for Democrats to have strategies, both at the state level and the federal level.
That never happened. And if it did, your 12-year-old is a moron. And your 12-year-old is a moron because you're a moron who taught her how to be a moron. But setting that aside, we are going to relentlessly mock these people because that is what they hate the most when they tell these stories. These stories are a tactic, always a tactic, always trying to figure out a way to get you to stop opposing them. Oh, you voted against me. What about my daughter? My son's upset. My daughter, my five-year-old just asked me. There's a reason all these people have these stories. Do you think that's an accident? You think all these kids are just hyper-politically aware and they all happen to tell some horror story about what they think might happen to them right now? All of it is designed to manipulate you. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Mock them. We promise on this show we will be mocking them relentlessly. Relentlessly. Speaking of Katie Porter, I want to bring this up because before we make fun of George Clooney and go to some emails and Whoopi Goldberg and other things. Over time, especially if you're carrying too much weight, your knees can really, really start to bother you a lot. Your body starts to break down no matter what, no matter what you weigh, no matter who you are. That's where Relief Factor comes in. You take Relief Factor as a solution for pain. Not to mask it, a solution, because it's natural. 100% drug-free. Fight your pain naturally, daily. You take a daily supplement, and the pain just slowly fades away. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. $19.95 for 3 weeks of it. That's it. $19.95. Go, relieffactor.com. Now, before George Clooney, Whoopi Goldberg.
I love that you're doing this. You're taking on different projects. This new project here that you're going to announce tonight.
Yeah.
Is it New Sports Network?
Yes. So I'm launching, and I've written it down because I want to get it right.
Yes.
I'm launching the first global women's sports channel called AWSN.
That's what I'm talking about. AWSN.
Yes. It'll be the home for live women's sports from around the world. Everything from soccer, basketball, tennis, cricket, curling, you name it. If a woman is playing it, we're showing it.
Man, the ratings for that network are going to be through the roof. Can you imagine? Man, you know what? I'm actually grateful for it. I was actually wanting to take the wife. It's been a rough few weeks. I was wanting to take her out on a date this Friday. I wasn't sure what I was going to do. Now I know I have a channel that has women's curling. Wow. Sign me up. Oh, yeah, Chris, please play the WNBA ad from Family Guy.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Cannot get a smile off my face on a Monday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, including Medal of Honor Monday, you can download the whole thing on iHeart.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
Spotify, iTunes. George Clooney whines Democrats are bullying him over Kamala's election loss. Clooney's always been one of these huge Dems, always endorsing every Dem. And I guess you could say to his credit, puts his money where his mouth is. Millions and millions and millions of dollars he tosses at all these Democrat candidates and Democrat campaigns. And now he says he's stepping away. Remember, let's just rehash. Really, the beginning of Joe Biden getting shoved out, the beginning is probably not the right way to put it. A large portion of that was when the New York Times published a George Clooney op-ed that said, it's time for Joe Biden to go. Now, the rumor is that Obama was behind that op-ed. Obama worked with Clooney. The Democrat powers that be, the system got together and decided Joe Biden couldn't win. So they all got together and knifed him out. Now, we can make fun of George Clooney, and of course I will. Ha, 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 you're stupid. I hope you feel dumb. But also, there's a lesson in this for all of us. Remember, getting out of a bad situation without a plan does not always mean you're going to land in a good situation. In fact, if you have no plan, oftentimes it's worse. You see, people will give this advice sometimes when someone hates their job. I hate my job. I hate where I work. See, Chris probably says that all the time. I hate my job. I hate where I work. That's fine. You'll have somebody emotional, maybe it's his mom, wife, somebody that says, well, you should quit then. You should quit then. Well, why don't you just quit? Love when people just say that. Why don't you just quit? Okay, so I don't have a job, and it's or I have a job I don't like, and it's upsetting me. You want me just to quit without another job lined up? How am I supposed to pay the bills? How am I supposed to? Maybe you've even done this in your life, or maybe you've seen someone do it. I can think of several people off the top of my head. I've seen Rage quit, and last one I can think of was actually in RV sales. He had two kids. They were teenagers, but two kids at home, wife at home. He got really, really mad about something at work. They had changed the pay plan. It was something, and it was something that mattered. I'm not ignoring his anger, but boom, quits in a rage. Not putting up with it anymore. Grabs his keys, takes off. A week later, he was calling, asking for his job back. He didn't find another place to land. And now, wife, two teenage kids in the house. He doesn't have a job. He was not allowed back, you should know. He does not have a job, and now he's in deep trouble. What Democrats did with Joe Biden was understandable. I told you they were going to do it. I told you a couple years ago the system was going to shove Joe Biden out. I knew they were going to handle that. But how they handled it is such a problem. They couldn't win with Joe Biden, and I do believe that. I do believe they could not win with Joe Biden. Everyone's making fun of Dome now, and understandably so, because she did so terribly in the election. But Joe Biden was going to get crushed in that election. Remember how bad the polling was for Joe Biden about the time they were shoving him out? He was going to get slaughtered in that election. So they panicked, and they decided Joe's got to go. But panic is not a plan. Just like hope, panic is not a plan. What are you going to do if you remove him? They didn't have a plan for that. Joe Biden essentially endorses Kamala Harris on the way out the door. And now here we are with all this wonderful stuff happening. It's amazing. Oracle, I heard on your show Thursday night, or I heard you on your show Thursday night refer to New Jersey pizza as second to none. I used to take you for a smart man, but after hearing that comment, I'm not so sure. Everyone knows that New Haven, Connecticut has the best pizza in the country. Connecticut is ran by insane commies, but they know how to do pizza. I urge you to try New Haven pizza. Or are you afraid you won't be able to hold the massive slices they give you with your tiny mitten hands? I love the show. Okay, first of all, I know Connecticut. I have been to Connecticut. In fact, I went to a sweet wedding in the countryside of Connecticut. Believe it or not, Connecticut has some really, really beautiful countryside. But I know Connecticut well, and I know New Haven, Connecticut well. And I'm going to back you up on this. New Haven pizza is incredible. But if I may make everybody in the Northeast angry, the best pizza I have had has been in New Jersey and Connecticut and New York and Philadelphia. When people think about Philly, they all think about cheesesteaks. Philly pizza? Philly's one of the best pizza cities I've been to in my life. And I'm naming the big cities. That's not necessarily fair. Anywhere in the Northeast, if you even go to smaller towns, there's almost always a small family-owned pizza shop there that makes pies that are so freaking good. So I'm a Northeast pizza fan. In my opinion, Northeast pizza is the best there is. But you don't have the only pizza out there. Detroit-style pizza, when you're in the mood, it's phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Detroit-style pizza is really, really good. I'll even do a hand-tossed every now and then. I will tell you, if we have to keep it pretty authentic, you know, I imagine we're talking authentic, so let's talk authentic. I had stuffed crazy bread from Little Caesars this weekend, and I think maybe stuffed crazy bread is probably not quite accurate. It was very obviously just two pieces of crazy bread. They flattened out and they stuffed cheese in between it. Oh, Chris, it was great. You would have died. They didn't even really fuse the sides. So it was obviously just a crazy bread pancake on top of a piece of cheese, sandwich and a piece of cheese. But stuffed crazy bread from Little Caesars, as good or better than anything I've had in New York City. Jesse, I took your advice to bring people to vote on Tuesday. I have friends that kept saying they wanted him to win and we needed to change. Well, it turns out most of them weren't even registered to vote. I forced them not only to register, but to vote as well. When Trump won, I received a flood of texts thanking me for this and how proud they were that this was their first vote ever. I wanted to thank you for reiterating how important it was to reach out to friends and family for this. Her name is Liana. The amount of emails I've had like that have been awesome. We dug in. We fought back. And this is the kind of evil we fought back against. This is Ken Delanian. He's with NBC. Hypocrisy is not a word I like to use a lot. He's a hypocrite. But this is very revealing what he says.
We focused on a couple of lawyers. One's named Mike Davis. He's a very conservative, kind of a bomb-throwing provocateur who used to clerk for Justice Neil Gorsuch. He's an advisor to the transition team. And he has been out there publicly saying that Donald Trump should prosecute people like the Attorney General Tish James and Jack Smith, the special counsel, that his Justice Department should do that. He's actually articulating which crimes they should be prosecuted for, and he's making no bones about that. The other person we talked about is Mark Paoletta. He is the former general counsel.
I love this administration so far.
The office and management and budget in Donald Trump's first term. And he has been out there not specifically advocating that the DOJ should prosecute individuals, but he is justifying the idea that the president can order the Justice Department to investigate and prosecute specific cases. So he's laying the legal groundwork. Now, the thing about that is that would violate five decades of norms post-Watergate, which said that the Justice Department should be independent from the president, that the president should never say, go investigate that person. These people are suggesting that Donald Trump should be able to do that with his justice.
I know what you're screaming at the radio. That's what they just did to Trump. I know you get the hypocrisy and all that. So let's move past that and talk about what he's doing, because you're going to see a lot of that. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, and it's been an amazing Monday. Now let's go to what this Ken Delanian was saying on NBC. For those just joining us, Ken Delanian of NBC, he likes to present himself as being a reporter, but he was talking about Trump potentially using the DOJ to attack people like Letitia James and Jack Smith for the crimes they've committed. And then, of course, Ken says, well, this would violate decades of norms since Watergate. Presidents don't use the DOJ to attack their political opponents. And you were screaming at the radio, that's exactly what Joe Biden just did repeatedly. So Ken is doing two things. Both of them are very, very, very purposeful. When the communist has power, the communist will use it in the most evil ways. We talked about it all the time during Biden's administration. He does two things with power. He attacks his enemies and he rewards his friends.
what is good for the country or people. Or these are considerations that never cross his mind. He's an anti-human. He attacks his enemies. He rewards his friends. He uses power. But he understands, the communist always understands, he operates as if his values are gross to most normal people, because they are. He knows he's an animal. So the second, the millisecond power is taken away from him, he looks and he says, whoa, don't be one of those evil people who use power. You don't want to be one of those guys, right? What's he doing? Once again, what's he doing? Using your values against you, just like Katie Porker was doing when she was talking about her 12-year-old, and she's so scared about Trump. She doesn't have a 12-year-old who said those things. She doesn't. But she knew that that pierced your value system. You don't want a child upset, so she says it. This Ken Delanian guy, he knows Joe Biden attacked his political opponents. He knows Democrats have weaponized the forces of government like nobody else in the history of this country. In the last 4 years, the abuses by this government are frightening, and they most definitely are criminal, for sure. And he knows all that. But he doesn't want to be held accountable for his crimes. So now he does what your liberal Aunt Peggy will probably do, what you've seen many Democrats do. Now, hey, don't you want to calm down? Whoa, don't violate norms. You can't use the DOJ like that. Don't you want to be normal? Let's all just get along, guys. Now that he has no power, he's trying to do the get along thing. That's one. The second thing that he's doing is this. Remember, in the communist's mind, you are the height of all evil. He is the height of good. Politically, he actually doesn't really think like that at all. There's not really Democrats and Republicans. There's not really the right and the left. There is what is good. That's him. And then there's whatever opposes him. That's evil. So you can call, this is why us calling them hypocrites has never once swayed them at all. It never has moved the needle, and it never will move the needle. It's why you need to stop with that. It doesn't move the needle because for a communist, of course, he should be allowed to use the DOJ against his enemies. His enemies are evil. He is a force for good. So of course he should be allowed to do that. But you, once you take that power, well, you're evil. So you shouldn't be allowed to use it back at him. He's good. I know it's sick. I know it's a really twisted way to look at the world, but these people are sick. They are twisted. And that's exactly how communists think. Exactly how they think. Listen to this guy. This just puts a cherry on top.
Elon Musk is, I don't know how many hundreds of billions he has. He has been the...
This guy's name is Alan Lichtman. Alan Lichtman. Just thought that was important.
Elon Musk is, I don't know how many hundreds of billions he has. He has been the director of...
Alan Lichtman.
Elon Musk is, I don't know how many hundreds of billions he has. He has been the director of misinformation. 2 billion views of his spreading of disinformation. Not just about the economy, but about immigrants, about minorities. We've never seen disinformation at this scale. Next, we have never seen to this scale the agitation of three trends that have been very deeply embedded in American history: misogyny, racism, and xenophobia.
Of course, you could scream, hypocrite, you guys lied about everything. You lied about COVID. But don't waste your breath. He can lie about anything because he's in pursuit of the great good. You have to be abused without end until you change, because you're in pursuit of the great evil, you see? Do I need to remind you of what the head of NPR said?
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
The important things that need to be done are the revolution. We'll do whatever we have to do to fight that revolution. Before I go to headlines I didn't get to, let's do some bridge building, shall we? The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews has been doing exactly that for over 40 years. Over 40 years, they have been on the ground over there providing for people in real, tangible ways. When I say providing people, I don't mean a conference. I don't mean handing out pamphlets. I mean handing out flak jackets to people who need them. Building bomb shelters. Providing, sad as it may be, armored ambulances so you can get from point A to the hospital without getting shot with an AK-47 by Hamas. Who's providing that? The IFCJ is providing that. Help them. Go to supportifcj.org. Supportifcj.org or call them 888-488-IFCJ.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Managing stress during change. Biden-Harris State Department holds a therapy session after Trump won. One of the things that truly inspires me and fills me with hope that we can defeat these people is our enemies are the softest, most pathetic people I've ever seen in my life. At least the communists of old were veterans and fighters. These people are a bunch of tubby, effeminate babies. Newsom calls special legislative session to Trump-proof California. Hate Gavin Newsom all you want for this. Credit to Democrat governors who immediately perceive a threat from Washington, D.C., and move to, quote, protect their citizens from the other side, something that was sorely lacking in almost every state during the Biden administration. I'm going to be angry forever that the red states didn't take over their own immigration. You can never, ever, ever allow an administration to flood your country with illegals on purpose. If you have to take back that power, then you take back that power. California pushes voters after historic election, or punishes voters after historic election, and slaps on a massive new gas tax. When your Democrat friends in California complain about gas prices, remember those four little words. You voted for this. I will see you tomorrow. That's all.